thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments, then why not hang out with us for a little while? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate Network Title, Eric Bloomstrad and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com. There you'll find the latest and greatest home searching and researching tools. Follow us online as well. Check out our Facebook page where you can watch us record live most Tuesdays around noon. You'll also be able to see upcoming events and see the listings that we have out there, plus a whole bunch of other great information. All right, today we're going to be talking about home buyer checklists. Now, we kind of ran through the Smart Home Buyer book a few months back, maybe even more than that now, probably 8 months back. But I kind of wanted to put extra focus today on the checklist that we have in that book. Okay. If you're interested, again, in receiving a free copy of this book, we're always happy to email it out to you. No obligation there, no charge. You can just give me a call, 651-303-0019, or just reach out to support at Bricks, that's B-R-I-X, TwinCities.com. All right, so home buyer checklists. So the first one I want to start on, and this is one that we focus a lot, Chad, in the class, and that is the home buyer priority checklist. This is one of my favorites because we kind of gave it the fun little name of the fight starter.
It really is.
Well, and one of the questions we ask in the class is like, who's buying with a significant other? And I go, okay, well, we call this the fight starter. And then I follow up by saying, and by the way, if you're not buying with somebody else, it's still a fight starter because it's a fight starter within yourself. And what it's doing is it's a little trick to kind of make sure that you're being honest with yourself. This prevents that whole looking at the wrong homes while the right homes are selling. This prevents missing out on the right property, and you end up having to re-sign a lease because you spent all your time focusing on the wrong things, which you knew you hated, but you just wouldn't admit it to yourself.
Right.
And so one of the things we talk about in the class is, you know, you don't want to be test driving pickup trucks when you're shopping for a minivan, right?
Exactly.
Who's going to do that? You know, if I was to do that and my wife was shopping for the minivan, she would be slapping me, beating me up.
Right, yeah.
Like, why are you driving this? We're here
Wouldn't make sense.
Right?
Wouldn't make sense.
But see, people look at houses very differently, but they don't realize that houses are very similar to cars in a lot of aspects. You have houses that serve different utilities,
right?
Yep. That, you know, if you know that you want to have your children all on the same level, then why are you looking at a story and a half home where there's two bedrooms on the main and one bedroom up, and that's the master?
Right.
That serves a different type of buyer.
Fire.
Or if you know you don't like going up and down stairs as soon as you enter the home, then why are you looking at split level homes?
Right.
Right. Almost all two level split homes, not everyone, but a heavy majority, it's two bedrooms up, two bedrooms down. Again, if you want all your bedrooms on the same level, there's a whole category of homes you can take out of there.
Right.
That will save you a lot of time.
Well, one thing too is, you know, when you grow up as a kid and you live with your folks or whoever, you tend to want to kind of keep that type of property, right? You're not really sure maybe what else is out there, you know. So once you start breaking down the checklist,
well, you either realize you love it or you hate that home,
right? There's love hate. So, you know, my point here is that this is important because you want to take the time and it's really being honest with yourself because we are not buying a car. You cannot trade it in. You know, a year down the road, you find out it wasn't the right one. I mean, you can, but it probably wouldn't be the best decision for you.
It'd be very expensive.
Very expensive mistake.
Yeah. And so this is really, you know, it's an evolving list. And what I mean by that is you want to do this before you ever go out on any showings. And then you want to do an exploratory set of showings where maybe you push the boundaries of it a little bit. And then you come back to this list. And so what this list is it's price, size, condition, location, neighborhood. Now, a lot of people ask me right away, well, isn't location in a neighborhood the same thing? I go, no, it's not at all, because location could be, you know, I want to be in St. Paul. Now tell me, how many different types of neighborhoods are in St. Paul?
Dozens.
Yes.
I mean, just right in this area here by your office, there's several.
Yeah. Right. So when we're talking about location, location is just like a general area. I want to be in Minneapolis. I want to be south of the river. I want to be, you know, in the northern suburbs or whatever it may be. That's location.
Right.
And you're kind of looking at commute time with mm-hmm. that one. And then neighborhood is the aspects of the neighborhood. The schools, is it walkable? How
parks.
Big are the lots, parks, things right. like that. So that's how those two separate out. Looking at size, kind of what goes along with that goes back to that layout, split level, story and a half, two-story, because a 1,200 square foot two-story is going to feel very different than a 1,200 square foot single level home.
Right.
So, it's going to serve two different types of home buyers typically.
Exactly.
So you kind of want to break that down. Condition, what you want to look at there is not just the physical condition of the property, but also like the amenities. So if I'm talking to somebody about the house and they're like, well, we really want an updated kitchen or, you know, something that has a hot tub or whatever, right? Those would fall under the conditional aspects
right,
of a property.
Right.
And then we have price, which is pretty simple, defining the price range that you're looking in. Make sure you're always looking and considering it within the realms of monthly payment.
Exactly. Very good point.
Because that's not only how lenders qualify, they qualify on the monthly payment. That's how it's going to affect your pocketbook.
Exactly.
So
affordability.
Right.
Can you tell me a little bit about the exploratory you know, search as far as what is that designed for?
Well, so the idea is what you want to do is you take this checklist and you rate each one of these 1 through 5, or you rate each one getting assigned a number 1 through 5, but you can only use each number once. So
okay.
Again, price, size, condition, location, neighborhood. You rank these, and you really want to stick with your top two on any homes that you're picking.
Okay.
Even for the exploratory set, because those are kind of fundamentals of
right.
your search.
Right.
If you know that, you know, neighborhood is really, really important to you, and you end up going out and looking in a neighborhood, let's just say schools is the thing, and so you end up going out and looking in a neighborhood where the schools don't meet your needs, mm-hmm. then all you're going to say is, I love this home, but, and that's the looking at the wrong homes while the right homes are selling.
Right.
Because you may have bypassed a home that looked like it was bad condition online, and that's another key thing. Remember, pictures tell 1,000 lies. Got some great examples of that in the book.
Exactly.
That you passed up on a home that did meet almost everything. It was the right neighborhood. It was the right location. It was the right price range. But you thought the condition was bad. You bypassed that to hop out of your fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're sitting there looking at a wrong home while somebody else is going through the other, maybe making an offer, right? So that's what you don't want to do.
Right.
So the idea of the exploratory set of showings is to pick the homes that fall within kind of the fundamentals and do an exploratory set of showings, maybe pushing the boundaries a little bit. But what we do is we look at what are the things that are least important to you out of that. Is it neighborhood? Is it location? Because if it's location, hey, we're going to jump maybe over to a different suburb or a different part of a city and go, okay, how does this look for what you get for the money instead
right.
of there? And so it's basically a learning set of showings.
You're exploring.
Yeah. You're
right.
exploring.
Yep.
Actually, one of our new clients that I recently met with, we did a kind of an exploratory set of showings the other day, and I kind of pushed the boundaries a little bit, and he's like, he ended up recycling a property, and
yep.
I looked at all the stuff. I'm like, this is actually pretty good. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, let's go look at it anyway, right?
Right.
And he's like, yeah, maybe I should have included. It's just, you know, pushing the thought boundaries
right.
a little bit.
The important thing, too, is you're educating your clients, too. I mean, kind of like I was saying, you know, where we grow up or where we go to school or, you know, the things that we know our whole lives growing up, doesn't necessarily mean that's where you want to be.
Right.
You know?
So, yeah, I would never move back, I don't think, to the neighborhood I grew up. Well,
I love where I grew up, but a lot of people, they just, you know, you're, that's where you're, that's what you know.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break. Again, hit us up. Get a copy of the Smart Home Buyer book for free. Those watching on Facebook, you can click on the screen somewhere, wherever it's showing up, to request that. And again, for people listening to the show, support at BrixTwinCities.com. That's B-R-I-X, Twin Cities. We'll be right back.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The HouseGeeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, the HouseGeeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
My closing is falling apart, my stuff's in a van, I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending, and the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Welcome back to Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today we're talking about home buyer checklists, kind of the things you want to make sure you're running through as you're getting ready for this process. So we talked about the home buyer priority checklist, what we call the fight starter. One key thing about it, and you know, it's not just a fight. As I said, if you're buying with the significant other, it's an internal fight. So the last thing I want to say about this checklist is the key to it is when you lay everything out, the price, size, condition, location, neighborhood, put yourself through this little mental exercise. And you want to do this with yourself, and then you want to do this with your significant other, because here's the key, is you both have to have the same numbers in the same order before you after you've completed the exploratory set of showings, you have to align that. Otherwise, every house that you go look at, what's going to happen is, I like this, and the other person doesn't like X.
Exactly.
You know, and vice versa. And that happens showing after showing after showing. An example I give is this couple that I had, and we were on like timeout number three, looking in St. Louis Park at some homes. And I go, have you guys done that list yet? And they go, no, we haven't. I think I've mentioned this on the air before, but you know, I said, you really need to do this checklist. And it was amazing. The next time out, we completely shifted cities and they found exactly what they were looking for right away.
Awesome.
Right? And it's because they took that time. So you really want to make sure you're on the same page. But the mental exercise is you take your bottom one. So let's say the bottom one is condition.
Okay.
And then you put yourself through this. Okay, bottom one is condition. So that's the least important to me. Now I walk into a house. It's in the right price. It's the right neighborhood. It's the right layout. It's in the right location. And it's got water damage in the basement. Am I going to walk away from it? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is yes, now condition is a little more important than you thought it was.
You got to move that up the ladder.
You got to move that up the ladder, right?
Right.
And you play that with each one. Now, obviously, if there's mold growing up the walls 6 feet, that's the extreme. But
right.
let's say price is your least important. You find everything and it's $10,000 more than what you were hoping. Are you going to walk away from it? If the answer again is yes, now price is more important.
Right.
So you find where you're going to compromise. So that's really the mental exercise of that. Enough of that checklist.
that's very important, right? Because you mentioned earlier, Kirk, is if you're out looking at the wrong homes, you're missing out on the right.
That's true. Yes. So it is a very important one, and I can go on and on about how important that list is. But
right.
We do have some other checklists I want to cover. So. Okay, you've done the priority checklist. Now let's do the online checklist. You know, a lot of people just start swiping photos and saying, hey, honey, check this one out. This looks great, and it's beautiful, and oh, everything's updated, or I love the size of the yard, or whatever it may be.
Right.
And then they forget to look at the fundamentals of the property. So, again, it's kind of running. It's taking your priority checklist and then running it through each one of these properties. And so the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to take a look at the satellite view of the home. Okay? Because, I mean, what do they say in real estate? Location, location, location. If there's anything that's going to kill a transaction for a buyer or a possibility of them liking it, it's going to be something maybe like, you know, a dilapidated home next door, a highway in the backyard, a railroad tracks in the front yard,
the airport.
the airport, right? Now, I'm not saying that every buyer is going to have the same issues, but almost every buyer will have one. Okay, maybe they're fine with the airport noise, but they don't like a busy road.
Right.
Right. Maybe they're fine with the train tracks, but they don't want the industrial across the street.
Exactly.
Right? And so by looking at that satellite view, you've just figured out that, right? It's amazing how many homes you just take right off the board by spending the minute each
right.
one of them to look at that. And you save a lot of gas money.
Which program do you use when you're looking at the satellites?
It's Google.
Google
satellite.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
Just Google satellite.
Yep. Okay. Looking at Google's Maps and then hitting going over the satellite view. Then
right.
So the next thing after I do that, I go to the specs of the property.
Okay.
What are the room sizes, and where are they? Right. This gets back to what we talked about in the last segment. Of, you know, if you're looking for a home with all the bedrooms on the same level, or looking for a home where you have a couple bedrooms or a guest bedroom downstairs, or you're looking for a home with a larger kitchen, that's one we run into all the time.
Right.
Guess what? That information is right there for you. So you, without ever needing to set up a showing, can figure that out. And a little trick that I recommend is if people have preferences or don't have preferences, pull out a tape measure and start to go, I like the size of this room where I'm living now. I'm going to measure that out, and that's I'll apply that. Or you're over at your parents or a friend's, like, ooh, this bedroom's terrible. Pull out a tape measure.
Yeah, good idea.
Measure
that's a great idea.
How big it is.
Yeah.
And you then start to go, these are the things that I want.
I like that.
Again, with that buyer the other day, he had mentioned a property that they wanted to take a look at, and immediately I saw an objection, which was the bedroom sizes. And I said, let's go look at it.
Right.
But here's what I see as issues, right?
Okay.
And it's kind of playing that taking a look at these specs before you fall in love with the property.
Right.
Because it was clearly he got in to the home and it was like, yeah, I'm just going to have to say this is a no. But it's learning. And that's why we do that exploratory set of showings. That's the key. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the learning process.
Right.
But, you know, it's taking that knowledge and then bringing it forward to this online piece of it now.
Yep. Very important. I do that too on the when I'm qualifying someone for the mortgage, we talk about different payments. You know, this sale price in this area with this property tax amount comes with this payment. You know, we're exploring the options, right?
Right.
Just like when you're going out looking at different homes. You know, when you're talking about different room sizes or lot dimensions or parks or schools, you know, that's what you're doing. You're exploring the area.
Well, in Google Street View, you know, I talk about the satellite, but just bring it down, right?
Right.
Bring it down to Earth and go right to Street there. View, and you can just like, okay, this is the way this neighborhood looks, you know? And again, prevents you from looking at the wrong homes while the right homes are selling, because I've seen it happen. And the reason I harp on these checklists right. is because nothing seemed more devastating in anything I've ever seen in a transaction than watching somebody miss out on a home that they really wanted a chance at.
Yeah.
Right? And it's because they didn't take the time or didn't be honest with themselves.
Right.
To just, I mean, it takes way less time to do this checklist and to look at each listing and spec it out than it does to look at 50 houses that aren't right for you and to go through the anguish of not knowing if there is something that's Ugh. Right. And then the anguish of finding something that's right and it's too late.
It's too late.
Right?
It's gone.
So,
or getting yourself back into the what we call the rent trap.
Rent trap, lease roulette.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Okay. The last thing you want to check with the online checklist is just look at the photos. But remember, pictures tell 1,000 lies. So what we're trying to do with the photos is to really get a grasp of the layout. Look at the exterior pictures first, so you can see like where doors are, where windows are, where's the bay window, all of that. And then when you're looking at interior photos, going, oh, yep, I see that one. Oh, I can see the trees in the backyard. Oh, I can see the house across the street.
You start putting it together.
You put it together.
Right.
One little trick, and it depends on what type of camera is being used. But if condition is important to you, very small blemishes, and the key is to understand what is what. So you got to make sure you take a look at a lot of pictures to get an idea. But very small blemishes, like a small scratch or a small stain, is very large when you get there in person.
Right. Right.
Because you're shrinking your room down to this little,
right.
this little size. You know, we just had a couple minutes left, and I have, you know, one more big checklist to go through, which I know I'm not going to make it through everything. But that is the home walk-around checklist. And for those who are watching on Facebook, we'll probably go for a few minutes extra to kind of run through this.
Definitely.
But the home walk-around checklist is so important because, again, you can save yourself a lot of time. You know, when you start actually going out and looking at homes, I always say it's better to spend more time in the homes you like and less in the time that you don't.
Yes.
Right. So if you walk around the home and you're like, yeah, the roof looks terrible and the siding's rotten and the windows are single pane with no storms on it and the deck's about to fall off, we probably don't need to go in if you're looking for something that's not a fixer upper.
Right.
Right. And I always say it's okay to say no. And you know, we set up showing blocks and basically an hour for each house. But if you're kind of moving along and the average person only spends about 15 minutes in a typical home, well, if you get there and you know in the first 2 minutes that it's not going to work, then go to your next showing and now you can spend 30 minutes if it's a good one.
Right.
Because yes, the average is 15 minutes or so. The amount of time spent in one you're probably going to make an offer on is much closer to an hour.
Wow.
And what you don't want to do is rush yourself in that. Well, I hope you found this this information helpful. Again, you can just reach out to us, support at Bricks Twin Cities, BRIX, for a copy of these checklists and book. We'll be back again next week.